Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger is our guest. Pam Danziger is the author of Let Them Eat Cake, also Shopping, Why We Love It. If I were writing, I would say Why Some of Us Love It, and then also Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. Those are three different books. Right. She is one of our top retail experts in the Brain Trust. And the president of Unity Marketing, Pam Danziger. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's so good to be here. And, you know, I was unable to visit you when you were up in Philadelphia.
I know.
So I'm so sorry.
I was there last week. We missed you and had a good visit. I think I might even get invited back. I didn't offend anybody. So maybe that was
That's
a good
great.
Thing.
Well, next time you're there, I'll try to be there because I had to go out of town.
I know.
I was out doing what they call an ideation session. So it was for a really big mass market company that wants to enter the luxury space.
What did you tell them?
Well, you know, this is the trend that I see because the affluent consumers are the heavy lifters in the economy. They make up only 20% of the households, yet they spend more than 40% of the money.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, all the mass market companies are looking up now to figure out ways to make entry. So this is an example of the very trend that I've been talking about in my book,
exactly.
My book that I'm writing.
Well, now, but also the last couple of years, though, Pam, as you've joined us, you've been lamenting the poor mouthing, the downtrodden attitude of the luxury shopper. Even though they weren't exactly in dire straits, they were feeling that way, haven't you?
Well, it's true, and they really did cut back, but they still have emerged from, or are emerging. I think, you know, they don't really believe that they're out of the recession yet, but they're emerging from the recession in a much better position than the middle market is and the middle class is. And I think that that's really a shame on our society and our
right.
culture. But the simple fact is the middle class is getting poorer and poorer.
Well, here's what's happening, Pam. The 25 Wall Street banking organizations, the 2010 salary pool, compensation pool, including bonuses, for 25 companies, $138 billion. While we have
while we had
17 million middle class Americans, as you call them, unemployed. Now there's something wrong with that picture, but that's for another topic. But there is that going on. You're exactly right about that.
Right.
So
right.
But are they going to be enough? I mean, of course, you and I both know that every transaction, however large or small, every transaction, the beauty of a free market economy is every transaction begets another transaction.
Right, that's right.
And it helps somebody somewhere. So maybe we just need the top line folks to get this thing kicked off. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that's a place to start. I mean, you know, if Procter & Gamble, I mean, this huge just the biggest marketing giant around is – you know, who sells Tide and Comet and Swiffer Mops. I mean, they are no longer satisfied to sell to middle-class Americans. And now they are going upscale, and they're coming out with high-end cosmetics, like with Dolce & Gabbana as their licensee, and that are going to be sold in Saks. And they're really going high-end. I mean, if they're doing it, it's really what I think small businesses need to do is think, well, you know, how can we find leverage in a more affluent, you know, to a more affluent consumer?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really is going to be the ultimate answer. But the question is, can you wait long enough? I mean, you really need to kind of pick up your game. You really need to service better.
So what you're saying is you think that maybe if a small business is not doing as well as they want right now, maybe they need to try to appeal to folks that have a little bit more money, But for one thing, by not being afraid to ask for a price. I mean, some people literally, if there are some people on certain socioeconomic strata, there are some people who, if the price is too low, they think it's cheap.
That's right.
They don't think they're getting a deal. I mean, there is a snob appeal to price sometimes, isn't there?
Well, there is. I mean, it's a psychological thing. And with the affluent, you know, what I say is that pricing, it isn't about the money. It's about the meaning. So
right.
They're willing to pay more. And again, I don't think we should, you know, it's not they're willing to pay ridiculously more. But they are willing to pay more if they feel like they're getting a better quality. They're getting, you know, someone to stand by the product or stand by the service.
And you know what else is a big deal to them, Pam? And I've said this many times before. Folks, if you never underestimate how much you can charge a busy, affluent customer for saving them time and giving them peace of mind. Never underestimate the profit margin you can make when you do those two things. What do you think, Pam?
Well, I that's absolutely true because, you know, affluent consumers, I mean, these are people that are movers and shakers in business. They have businesses, they have responsibilities in there because they're making a lot of money and they have a lot of responsibilities. So they are looking for ways of, you know, of saving time.
Let me give you an example. Let's say that you're in the, window business. You sell replacement windows. And everybody who comes in is beating you down because the guy next door is selling them for less. And you've got a customer, a prospect who tells you, I can really only see you at 9 o'clock on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? You know, everybody's not going to show up out there at 9 o'clock on Thursday night. If you go there, you're going to demonstrate to them that you want their business. You're willing to save them time, fit into their schedule. You know, and if they say you can only put one of these in a week because that's all the time I have, well, then do that and charge them for it. They'll pay for it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, they want the service and the guarantees. And I think, you know, I think the window business is a perfect example because so many people, you know, think that the way to sell more windows is to sell them cheaper than somebody
right.
else. And that's not, when you're talking about the affluent, it's like sell better windows, sell,
right.
put them in faster, and, you know, make sure the guys wear, you know, covers on their shoes when
right.
they come in.
That's all part of it.
Oh,
that's all part of it.
It's a big part, and they'll pay more for it.
And guess what? They'll tell their friends.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
But, folks, you have to be prepared to charge for that.
That's
Don't
right.
be afraid to charge for that. But you've got to deliver, and you can't think like you think. You got to think like they think if you're going to get their money. Hold on to that thought, Pam. Give us the website, Pam, before we go quickly. Your website, Pam.
Oh,
UnityMarketingOnline.com. UnityMarketingOnline.com. That's Pam Danziger. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.